Well, as you just heard there with my interview with Matthias Cormann, the finance minister, the federal government will look at the health budget for some of the savings announced in the mid-year budget update. The scrapping or lowering of bulk billing incentives for pathology services and MRI scans is set to save $639 million over 4 years. But it's just false economy, according to the national president of the Australian Medical Association, Brian Owler. He joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Evening, Patricia.
Firstly, can you clarify for those listeners who might not be too familiar, how do these incentives work? Because Matthias Cormann says people will not be affected and actually 90% of these services are covered by bulk billing, which is too high.
Oh, that's completely ridiculous. I mean, you can't take out what is essentially over $300 million from pathology and not expect that there's going to be some sort of effect on patients. What these services or the bulk billing incentives are about is to encourage providers not to charge the patient a fee. And for doing so, they receive an extra amount from the government. So usually it's about $7.05 if you're in metropolitan areas. If you're in regional areas, it's about $10. So, of course, the providers, and particularly pathology providers, who have not had any indexation of their rebates for 17 years, this is a very important part of them being able to provide services. And without that money being supplied to those providers, of course, they're going to have to charge the patients. And so you're going to see more patients with more out-of-pocket expenditure. And that is the plan of this government, to pass more expense onto the pockets of patients, and that is going to affect the sick and the most vulnerable in our community. I mean, it was like being in a time warp listening to Matthias Cormann try and justify these cuts to health again, because they are measures that were part of the 2014 federal budget co-payment measures.
So, Brian Owler, is your take that the repackaging or rebranding cuts that we've previously seen, that I know that the AMA fought very strongly against, and you'd have to say you were successful?
That's exactly what they are doing. And so while Tony Abbott might have said that the co-payment plan was dead, buried and cremated, it seems to have made a miraculous recovery, and it's reaching out from beyond the grave, or at least components of it are. And there are more savings for the government, or they're going to attempt to find
but
more
is it
savings
just,
for the government.
You've said it's a co-payment by stealth. Is it right that it's just that? I mean, it's much more targeted. It's much more specific than the measures we saw in the 2014 budget. It's not quite the same, is it?
Well, it doesn't affect GP services, but it certainly affects diagnostic imaging and pathology. And for pathology, it's across the board. And it is going to affect those with chronic diseases, those that have medical conditions that need to be monitored. And each time they undertake some sort of testing, it's much more likely now that they're going to have to pay a co-payment. And that's why it is a co-payment by stealth. It's about forcing providers to actually pass on those costs to their patients. And at the present time, of course, we have an MBS rebate freeze, and that's been in place now for a few years and is planned to continue. As I said, for pathology, it's already been going on for 17 years. We've got an MBS review that the Minister has said was all about looking at evidence and coming up with savings and looking at the items. Now, that is serious. If they are serious about looking at evidence, then that review needs to be allowed to run its course, not introducing budget cuts without any discussion with pathology or diagnostic imaging providers, let alone the AMA, about introducing those measures.
We saw a fierce campaign by the AMA against the previous health cuts. What can we expect this time round? We've got a new Prime Minister. You say that it sounded, well, you got a sense of deja vu, really, with this announcement. What do you plan to do? How are you going to fight it?
Well, of course, we've only just found out this afternoon, but I think on behalf of our members, but also the patients of Australia, we need to make sure that we continue to make sure that the federal government maintains funding for health. And at the moment, healthcare policy in this country is a mess. We have umpteen reviews that are in process. No clear vision about what our health system should be doing, except to say that the federal government clearly wants to divest itself from any responsibility for looking after health policy and funding healthcare for the Australian community.
What is your evidence, though, that removing or reducing bulk billing incentives for pathology and MRI scans will stop people from using these services?
There is very clear evidence. that if you have a financial barrier for a test or some form of treatment, whether it be a prescription or some other treatment that a patient needs, there are many patients in the community, particularly those that are most disadvantaged, they will not go and have the test done, or they will have less monitoring, or they will not undertake the treatment. Now, when you start to introduce barriers, financial barriers in primary care, that is where you see people with more severe disease presenting to hospital, and that's why it's a false economy. People end up with more severe disease, more chronic disease, and they're going to end up in more expensive hospital care, costing the government more money.
So can we expect to see the kind of campaign we saw after the 2014 budget over this measure?
Well, the AMA will continue to stand up for patients, and particularly those in the most disadvantaged situations, those with chronic disease, those that are most sick. And so we'll be making our opinions well known to the government, and you can expect to hear, I think, more in the coming days.
Thank you so much for your time.
That's a pleasure.
And that's Associate Professor Brian Owler. He's the National President of the AMA, giving a very different perspective to the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, on these cuts. He says that with 90% of these kinds of services, these pathology services, covered by bulk billing, that it's an unsustainable system. But Brian Allen certainly doesn't agree, and really letting us know there that they are going to oppose this very strongly. 0418 226 576, that's our number. I'd love it if you could text us. Of course, you can always tweet us using our handle at RNDrive.